Good news for those of you tired of waiting on long lines in the grocery store, or just about any business for that matter. For the first time, credit cards, debit cards, and other types of electronic payments beat out the old-fashioned and time-consuming method of writing checks. According to a new survey released by the Federal Reserve, Americans in 2003 made 44.5 billion electronic transactions, but wrote only 36.7 billion checks. The numbers signaled a shift from the year 2000, when paper transactions still surpassed the newfangled payment methods. We're going to take calls for this segment. Have you recently switched from paper to plastic? If so, why? And if you still prefer writing checks to paying electronically, we want to hear from you as well. 800-989-8255 or email us totn@npr.org. To give us a sense of what this shift means, we turn to Liz Pulliam-Weston, personal finance columnist for MSN. She's with us from the studios at NPR West in Culver City, California. Thanks very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure, Neil.
So is this the beginning of the end for the tried and true paper check?
Well, the end of the paper check has been projected for about the past 50 years at least.
So okay.
I'm not sure we're quite ready to let them go. But this is a sign that convenience and security, the message that electronic transactions can offer these to people, is really getting through. Consumers are the ones making these choices, and they're really opting for plastic over paper.
And what do you think is driving the change? Convenience?
Convenience is a big part of it. People like to be able to swipe and go. It's much faster. And if you don't believe that, then watch the faces of the people that are standing behind you in line as you're writing a check at the grocery store. There's increasing impatience with the slowness of paper. The other thing, though, is it wouldn't be happening if consumers weren't comfortable with the security level they get. And I think the message is getting across that in some cases you actually have more security with electronic transactions than you do with paper.
The biggest spike appeared to be in the use of debit as opposed to credit cards. Why do you think?
This is the huge success story. If people really like the idea that they can use plastic at the store, and if you don't know, debit cards are the little plastic ATM cards with a Visa or MasterCard logo that you can take into a store and use it like a credit card, or you put in your PIN number to make a purchase, and it comes directly out of your checking account. So there's not the worry that you're going to overspend your account as you could with a credit card. You're kind of limited to the amount of money that's actually in your account. People really like that convenience. They like not having to pay interest on those transactions, and it's quick, it's easy, they can get it and go.
And they can also get additional, another $20 or $40 if they want to.
Yeah, to get some cash back. And some debit cards now offer perks like frequent flyer miles. So you've got everything you have with a credit card without the worry about credit card debt.
Mm-hmm. And does this result indicate that we're going to be more comfortable with other electronic forms of transactions, electronic banking, for example?
I think we're seeing a rise in all of that. If you look at the statistics, they're talking about the growth in ACH transactions, which are direct payments, the automatic payments that are made out of your checking account, and also online bill paying. And online bill paying kind of got a slow start, but it's starting to catch some wind. The growth in ACH transactions is about 13.4% a year compared to 23.5% for the debit card. So not as popular, but becoming more so. And again, it's people's comfort level with using the internet, with using these electronic transactions to make their lives easier. People are busy. They're looking for ways to save time.
And we shouldn't overestimate. I mean, people don't go all one way or all the other. Presumably people who use plastic still write checks sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I do most of my bill paying with automatic debits. It happens automatically. I don't even have to think about it. Most of the rest I do with online bill pay, but I still write a check or two a month because it's easier to do that sometimes. And I also carry a check in my wallet just in case I need to use it. Now, that check's getting pretty tattered because I haven't had the opportunity to use it. There have been so many other ways to pay with plastic, so I haven't needed it.
Liz Pulliam is the author of Your Credit Score, How to Fix, Improve, and Protect the Three-Digit Number That Shapes Your Financial Future. And we're talking about the switch from checks to debit and credit cards. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get a caller on the line. Ross joins us from Traverse City, Michigan.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air, Ross.
Hi, yeah, I switched to using online banking and debit cards exclusively about 2 years ago and haven't written a check since. But I think that the strength of that whole thing is also its biggest downfall because, you know, your account is more accurate than you could keep it because it's immediately taken out of your checking account. But at the same time, if someone doesn't cash a check and then they give it, you know, they just never cash it, then you, of course, can go to them and get the check back. But if the bank has a relationship with someone they can't send an electronic payment to, they send a hard copy check, and that check, you never even know if it's been cashed or not.
Liz Pulliam, is this a problem?
I haven't run into that with other consumers. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen frequently. It's just not something that I hear complaints about. I occasionally hear complaints about an electronic transaction that goes awry, but frankly, it's more common for them to write a check and have it lost in the mail somewhere, or suspect that their credit card company is hanging on to it and not cashing it, than something that Ross is describing.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think it's the electronic payment is wonderful, and you can keep it much more accurately than you can a checkbook. And, those times that you're not at your computer, if you just use the debit card, it acts the same way.
And the nice thing is you get the electronic trail. You know exactly when the money leaves your account, and you can trace it right into the merchant's account or whoever you're paying. It's not like it's floating around out there somewhere.
Ross, do you ever, you no longer have access to the excuse the check is in the mail.
You're right. I gave that up, too.
I guess that's a downside, too.
Right.
Okay, Ross. Thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Interesting, Liz, one thing I found about this study was that Americans use plastic and online banking more than checks. But if you look at it in terms of dollar amounts, the amount of money being paid by checks versus electronic methods, checks are still the winners.
Yeah, we're still not quite in the 21st century when it comes to the big checks. I think people have a level of comfort that if they really want to get the thing done, they have to write a check for it. And that's not everybody, obviously, but there is still a bias towards if it's a big transaction, they want to write a check. They want to have that last illusion, I guess, of control over who gets paid and when.
Yeah, and you're not likely to use your debit card for a down payment on a car or a new house or something.
Well, if you happen to be very fortunate, maybe you could. But yeah, it's usually written from a check.
Let's talk now with Ed, and Ed's on the line from Portland.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was just noting that, or realizing that I guess one measure for me is how infrequently I use checks is the fact that I've lived at my current address for 3 years, and I think I'm only on my second stack of checks in my first box.
So, that's pretty good.
I mean, probably less than 25 checks in 3 years. I've moved almost exclusively to debit cards and online payments and automatic deposits and withdrawals and all those goofy things. But I was actually just thinking of, in my case, I happen to run a small business where probably 95% of our business is accepting checks. So obviously we still see plenty of people that that prefer checks. I mean, I guess it slightly helps that we don't have to pay the bank anything to accept a check, whereas we do to accept a credit card.
Well, let me ask you about that, Liz. He's right. For retailers, as businesses accept debit and credit card payments, doesn't it cost them more to do that?
Oh, absolutely. They're paying, the merchant fees for accepting it. And also, a lot of merchants are getting into online transactions, and there's the issue of chargebacks. If there's fraud and they didn't get a signature, they wind up eating that cost. And so there's no small cost involved in electronic transactions. But the reality is, if you don't accept plastic, you're severely limiting how much your business can grow, and you might be even writing its epitaph. So it's kind of a cost of doing business you just have to accept as you go forward.
Mm-hmm. Ed, thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Here's an email from Eric Smith in Iowa City. I'm a 21-year-old college student. I have to say the sole reason I use my debit card is that I don't have to balance my checkbook. All my transactions are instantaneous. Most debit cards offer online checking, so when I get home, I just check my statement and all is well. I've never used checks, and no one else my age that I know has either. That suggests that as the demographic bulge inevitably moves on, checks may dwindle.
I think so. I think, some of us dinosaurs just can't quite let go of the last check. But the kids that are coming up today, they see no reason for it. It's inefficient. It takes extra time. Why bother with it when you can use a debit card and keep a great track of your transactions, on your statement or when you look online?
Liz Pulliam-Weston, thank you very much for being with us today.
Pleasure.
Liz Pulliam-Weston is a personal finance columnist for MSN, also the author of Your Credit Score, How to Fix, Improve, and Protect the Three-Digit Number That Shapes Your Financial Future. And she joined us from the studios of NPR West in Culver City, California. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.